Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Three Psychic Readings with me, Nina. Venice is still on her sabbatical, but she should be back next week. But, you know, who knows? Maybe you're just stuck with me. But that's okay, too. But anyway, full moon's today, and it seems to have really been bothering a lot of people. People not paying attention, people running into things, people being overly rude. And a lot of stuff, not so great stuff happening to people. But we should be out of this, hopefully in the next couple of days. So if you've been going through any of this, I'm so sorry. I'll say an extra prayer for you and I'll send out good wishes. I know a lot of not so nice stuff has been happening in my life, but I'm a survivor. I will get through this. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. If you have any other questions after I answer your first question, the queue isn't that full tonight, so go right ahead and do that. And we will get on to our first caller, area code 920. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
You're okay? You're hanging in there?
I'm hanging in there. That's all about all I can say, hanging in there.
Well, these are tumultuous times, aren't they?
They certainly are. But you know what? If we're strong enough and we have faith, we can get through this.
That's it. Just faith, you know, always helps. We have to give it over sometimes, right?
Exactly. So who's this?
My name is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
And
you
I'm calling because I have an issue with some property, you know, a legal issue, plus I'm trying to sell it. So
okay.
I'm wondering what you can tell me about that.
There's a legal issue. Now, is this legal issue getting in the way of you selling the property?
No. I mean, not at this particular point. And well, at first, that's what the whole legal issue is. It's my husband's land, and he is deceased. And so I have this piece of property that I share a driveway with, and my sister-in-law lives up there. And she seems to think that, you know, there's a problem with me trespassing or, you know, misusing the road, which there isn't, you know. So she is making it very difficult for me to, you know, use the road, sell the property. I think she thinks it's hers. So at any rate, you know, this legal issue is probably going to be coming up soon. And also, I'm wondering if, you know, what you see about that, perhaps that, or is the land going to sell soon? You know, I just got a lot of stuff going on around this piece of property.
Okay, is there a house on this property?
No, not on my parcel.
Okay, for some strange reason, I picked up a building. Is there some kind of a small building on there?
Not at this time.
Huh. Okay. I don't know why they're showing me this small building. Can another driveway be built? The angels are telling me build another driveway.
So there's no real access to putting in another driveway.
Okay.
I would have to go through another person's. It's not necessary because, you know, legally, you know, I have legal ingress and egress with it. Plus, my land is landlocked, and by law, she has to let me use the driveway. Anyway, I mean, there's multiple reasons why she can't not let me use the driveway. I mean, legally, I have access to it, you know, two different ways, but she is not a nice lady. Her name is Ruth. And she seems to think that she can do what she wants, and she can't. And she's
okay,
not opposed to giving people grief.
Okay, you have a lawyer, right?
I do.
Okay. The angels are telling me the property will sell, and it will sell fast. But they're also telling me that, they used a nasty word for your sister-in-law. They used the B word for her.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very vocal right now. One of my angels is jumping up and down and saying that she is the B word. And to go ahead, put the property up for sale, and to heck with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually, listed it last week. I mean, I've been going around with this since March, I think, and I said, forget it. I'm just finally going to just put it up for sale because, legally it's taken me longer to get to where I want to be. And I thought, why should I let the legal system hold me up? I know, I'm within my rights. But so you say, how soon is soon, do you think, when it's going to sell?
60 days.
60 days? Okay. Wow, that'd be quick. I didn't imagine that. Just because.
But.
Okay. And the outcome, you think, of the court proceedings?
She is going to cause you grief, or going to try and cause you grief, but because the legal system is on your side, you will win.
Okay. Well, that all sounds encouraging.
Oh, don't be a Debbie Downer, please.
I'm not. It's just that it's been so, the B word, is nice.
Okay.
she really has been a handful. And she hasn't made my life, easy at all with this.
Why is she blaming you? She's blaming you for something. What is she blaming you for?
I just think that, she thinks she owns this land and that I'm like intruding on her space. And, my husband and I really didn't use the land for the last few years. And I just think she thinks she owns it. And she doesn't.
Okay. Does she have a house on her piece of land?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Is she living there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I saw. Yeah, because I definitely saw a building. So maybe it was hers that I was seeing.
Well, yeah,
but
and I don't know if that's future. If somebody would put a house on it, it's for hunting.
Yeah.
But, that's always a possibility in the future for that to occur.
I saw was not a full-size house. It was a smaller building.
Yeah.
So maybe that is the future. Maybe it is for just hunting, and they're going to put a
hunting
cabin.
Yeah, like a hunting cabin or something.
Yeah. But you know what? Just go ahead with it. It will go smoothly for you. Unfortunately, I feel very sad for you that your sister-in-law isn't supporting you.
Yeah.
That's what family is for, and especially if your husband is deceased, she should be supporting you as his wife.
Well,
I'm sad for you.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's just, they were brothers. My husband and her husband were brothers. And, unfortunately, there was a falling out and, she just is an angry woman. And it could be anybody that she's angry with.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be me. It'll be the next squirrel that crosses her path,
Yeah.
And that's just the way she is.
I'm going to pray for you, Amy, and I'm going to pray that also and send some healing towards her with my Reiki because I think she needs to heal. And maybe between my prayers for you and the healing for her, something good will happen.
I do pray for her, and I have prayed for her. And I think that's important, too. And I think, she is a broken person. So,
oh, definitely. Definitely she is.
Feel
so,
bad
yeah, that's
for her.
All we can do. So what okay. we do is pray for her, and like I said, I'm going to send healing to her because she needs to heal. She's got a whole lot of something.
Well, you know, if she violates, you know, these laws and things, you know, I can enforce some sanctions on her, Nina, and one of them is psychiatric care. Is what I'm going to ask you for, because I think she needs it. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, because that's what I'm picking up as well. She does need it. She's had a lot of issues that she has not let go of, and that is why she is the way she is. So, yeah, I am going to send that healing directly to her, and hopefully she can move forward and let go of some of this anger, because if you don't let go, you just build up so much anger and hatred in yourself.
Yeah, I think I need to put her on my prayer list, I think. And I haven't thought to do that right now. I'm just thinking to do that right now. So.
Yeah, put her on your prayer list, and I will have her on mine as well. So hopefully Ruth will get through this. Now, you have a good question. And call me back and let me know if there's any changes.
Okay, thank you, Nina.
You're very welcome, God bless. Amy. Have a good week. God bless you as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, like I said to Amy, you have to let go. Okay, Jennifer. She has a small relationship question. I was wondering what you... see or the angels say about this guy I'm going to go on a date with. His name is Stan. We haven't been talking for a very long time as of yet. I feel slightly hesitant about it, but I'm not sure if it's my intuition talking or because something outside of my comfort zone. Ooh, you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. And Jennifer, Stan, let me think. Okay, this is from the chat room, in case the rest of you are wondering. I'll go back to the live call in just 1 second. Dan. There is something... Oh, man. The angels aren't giving me anything on this. Why are they not giving me anything? Okay, Jennifer, can you give me a little bit more information? For some strange reason, the angels aren't even saying anything about this guy. Have you met him yet? He's not a bad guy. I don't see anything bad or anything dark about him. He's... very reluctant is what I'm picking up. Now, I don't know whether it's reluctant about dating or reluctant about getting into a permanent relationship. It could be that. There's nothing, they're not giving me anything bad about him. He's reluctant to get into a relationship. That I'm picking up very strongly. Okay, I'm going to think about him some more, and I will get back to you and let you know if I pick up anything else. The angels aren't even they are quiet. They are not saying anything. And that's very unusual, because normally my angels are jumping up and down and trying to get my attention, and they're not doing that right now. So I will get back to you. Maybe they will give me some more information. Okay? All right. We're going to go live again to the phone. Area code 512. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hello.
My name is Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi. I have a relationship question.
Okay.
I was seeing someone for a while, and somebody came between us, and I was wondering if you see us getting back together.
The someone that got between you guys, Was it another woman?
Yes.
Okay. What's his first name?
Donna.
No, her first name. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
I shouldn't naturally just pick out a him or a her. I shouldn't be doing that. Donna.
That's okay.
You know what? I see you guys being friends, but I don't see anything more.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything more. Not in the near future. That's not saying that something more won't develop, but in the near future, in the next 6 months, I see you guys just being friends.
Okay, then. Okay,
you know what
too.
I would say? I would say try and maybe move on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and you never know what will develop. Like, if you move on, things could change very rapidly. Like, this is what I'm seeing. If you continue on the path you're on right now, I see you guys just being friends. But if you were to take another path and start dating others, who's to say that that won't change? Because maybe Donna would see that, hey, you're one hell of a catch.
Well,
right?
You know what? I did start dating. Because it's been a couple weeks, so I just start dating again, and I did meet somebody else. I just really thought that we had a really good connection there, and this person that came between us, she wasn't really fond of her. They were friends, but this other woman kind of just wanted to, she moved down here to be with her, and Donna said, don't do that. But she's been controlling and manipulative, so I just kind of like backed away.
Well, you know, if Donna let her do all of that, that's kind of a flaw in her character too, right?
Right.
And just saying, like, if something or someone was to come in between my partner and I would definitely step in the way.
Oh no, we were friends and becoming closer, and I guess her friend didn't like it too much, so that's why I think she moved down, because we were getting really close.
You know, that's
yeah.
I get so frustrated.
I like to take things.
All I can say is some people in this world make me very angry, and I don't get angry very easily, but you know, there's so many out there that just want to cause harm instead of bringing peace and love into this world, and I guess that's why
I know.
I think we're.
I know. Why can't everybody?
Yeah, and why can't everybody
be loving and caring and thinking about the other person besides their self?
Yeah, no? I agree. It's frustrating, that's for darn sure. But yeah, no,
sure
if you continue on the path you're on right now, Yvonne, all I see is you guys becoming friends. Like I said, you can change that. You can change anything I tell anybody. You can change that by taking a different path. If you don't like what I say to you, go ahead and change the direction you're in, and you're going to change what I've told you. But if you continue on the same path, that's what's going to happen. So, that being said, all I can say is good luck. Get through this full moon. It's been a nasty one. And enjoy the life that you have right now.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Yvonne. Thank you very much for calling. Have a great
week. You do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. The queue is open. Our area code is 646-727-2914. I'll only remain on air for the next 2 minutes if I don't get another caller. Jennifer, Sam. Okay, now what else am I picking up about Stan? He's had several jobs. That much is coming in very clear in the last little while. Yeah, you know what? Go on the date. He isn't a bad person. I'm not picking up anything dark about him at all. Otherwise, the angels would be in here warning you like crazy. But yeah, go on the date, but make sure you're kind of in a public place. Don't go in where, you know, just where there's just going to be the two of you. Not for a while, until you really get to know him. And after you go on the date, come back in here on Monday and let me know how it went. I'm very curious because I'm not picking up much on him. That's very, very strange for me. Normally, I have lots of stuff that comes through, but I'm not picking up anything. Well, I have another caller, so hang on, ladies. Here we go. Area code 631, you're on the air with Nina.
Thank you, Nina. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you tonight?
Good. Thank you. I'm glad you're hanging
you're
in there.
Well, I am. So what can I do for you tonight?
I'm calling to see my children's father. He's claiming, you know, that he's making some changes in order to be better. I'm just wondering what you pick up on that as far as that being true.
Now, can you say that again? Because you're coming in really muffled.
My children's father, he's telling me that he's making some changes to be, you know, a better father, a better person, I guess in the hopes that we're going to get back together. I don't see that happening. I'm just wondering if you pick up on that, what you pick up around that.
May I have his first name?
Edison.
Pardon me?
Edison.
Edison. Okay. I see a group of people behind him. Does he hang out with a bunch of people?
All the time. It's like his little crew. He's always around people. He always, like, I don't think he can be by himself, really, honestly.
Okay. Is there any drugs involved?
He drinks a lot. I know he smokes. He said, I don't think that he stopped. So, yeah.
Okay, because, yeah, that came in very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't happen to sell, does he?
I'm not sure if he's doing it now, but he got in trouble from another state with that. So I'm not sure if he's doing it now.
Okay, because that also came in.
Okay.
That has something to do with the crew that he always has around him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would make sure that if he takes two children, how many children? Two children?
Yes, we have two children. My son is going to be one at the end of October, and my son's going to be two at the end of October. My daughter's going to be one 9 days after that. So, yeah.
He doesn't take them out of the house, does he?
Oh, no, he doesn't. He's not really involved with them at all. That's the problem. He's only seen them once since February, and that's because, you know, it took me a long time to even allow myself to bring them to him. And they only spent, like, 2 hours with them. But I don't let him take them, like, pick them up or have them for an extended amount of time, no.
Yeah, I don't see you guys getting back together at all. I think you need to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two very beautiful babies. You need to focus your attention on them.
Yeah.
I see, yeah, I don't see anything positive right now. Like I said, everything can change. And, yeah, mm-hmm. he could change. He could.
Yeah, it's going to take a miracle, though. Like, you're pretty much, you know, confirming what I already, you know, thought. You know, I do like to, you know, not that I'm really holding too much space as far as getting back together. That's definitely, like, pretty much done. But I was really hoping, at least for the babies, that he'd be a better father. But I was kind of like, I don't see that either. So, yeah.
No, if he's only seen them once since February, he's not much of a father.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I would, yeah. Move forward with those babies. And make yourself a good life.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've been doing, you know, just. You know, he's claiming, so I was just, you know, it, like, you know, he just really gave me great confirmation about what I was already feeling. So, yeah, I'm going to continue to, you know. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, it's not my, it's what he chooses to do. He chooses to phase himself out. So there's nothing that, you know, we can do about it. But, yeah, move on and, you know, somebody else will be there. So, all righty.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nina.
And you know what? Very welcome. And would you do me a favor, please, Nicole? Will you go right now and hug those babies for me?
Oh, yes. All the time. I will, definitely.
All right. Well, God bless you. And I know you're going to have a bright future. All right. Have
thank
a great
you.
Week.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Area code 646-727-2914. The queue is open, and yeah, we're going to go on the 2-minute warning again. Heather, thank you again for joining me in the chat room. That really means a lot to me to have you here every week. Yeah, it makes me feel good. Next week, we should have Lennis back with us. So yeah, I should be a little bit more lively. I'm kind of a Debbie Downer myself right now. We've had a lot of changes going on in our life. My husband lost his job, and we have to sell our house. So, yeah, as well as last Friday, I turned 65. So now I'm considered a senior. Isn't that wonderful? I don't feel like a senior, though, people. What the heck? And thank you for keeping me in this up. Well, you know what? I am going to say goodnight for this week. You all have a great week. Just remember the effects from the full moon can go on for 2 or 3 days afterwards. Be aware that maybe some people are truly affected by this and could do things a little bit strange. So have a great week, everyone. You are all in my thoughts and prayers, and I will talk to you next week. Good night, everyone.